We continue 18 lines down from the top of Tes Vav Omer Aleph. We're going to examine another case where a rabbi ends up selling a behemah gasa to an idolater, even though from a basic perspective this was prohibited to do. Rabba Zavin Hu Chamra Li Yisrael HaChashud Limkor La'avut Lobit Kachavim. Rabba sold a behemah gasa to Yisrael HaChashud, to Yisrael who was chashud to sell to an idolater. Amrele Abaya, my time of Marhachi. Abaya said, how can you do this? How can you sell it to a Jew who's going to sell it to an idolater? Amrele, Analis Rozvini. He said, what are you talking about? Why are you concerned? I sold it to another Jew. Amrele, Ve'azul Amazvin Leilab Kachavim. Yeah, but he's going to end up selling it to a non-Jew, to an idolater. Says Rabba, Lo'ovik Kachavim Kamazvin, Lisrael Lo Kamazvin. What? He's only going to sell it to another idolater? He's not going to sell it to another Jew? Why are you so concerned? He can sell it to another Jew. And therefore, there's nothing to worry about. So now the Gemara says, well, Eisvei, let's see if we are. Maybe we are concerned that he may end up selling it to the non-Jew, even though he can sell it to a Jew. Makom Shenogu Limkor Behema Daka Lakusim Mochrim Shelo Limkor Ein Mochrim. We bring a brisa from a custom of selling a behemah daka to a kuthian, that sometimes there's a custom that it's okay and sometimes it's not. So where it is, it's okay, and where it's not, it's not. My taima, what's the reason why there's a concern in some places that they wouldn't sell, that they have this minhag, that they wouldn't sell the behemah daka to a kusi? If there's a concern that it's about bestiality, like we said with regards to Ovid Kachavim, umi chashidi, are kusiim suspected of bestiality? Vatanania, ain ma'midin behema bepundikol she'ovli kachavim zachar mitzvah zachar nekevos eitzel nekevos ve'ain tzarach lomar nekevos eitzel zachar muzachar mitzvah nekevos ve'ain mosrim behema l'roa shelahem ve'ain mi'achadim mi'imahem ve'ain mosrim lehem tinok l'olam de sefer ulam de umnus. So all these things are prohibited with regards to an idolater. Aval ma'midin behema bepundikol shel kusim zachar mitzvah nekevos unekevos eitzel zacharim. So you see over here that the prohibition is only with regards to idolaters, not with kusiyim. And furthermore, ain mochrim lahem lo zayin velo klei zayin vein mashchizin lahem as a zayin vein mochrim lahem lo sadan velo kolarim velo kivalim velo shalshul lo shabarzel. However, with regards to selling weapons, the halachas of an idolater and a kusi are the same. You're not allowed to sell them weapons. The Gemara asks, my time? If the concern is that we suspect kusim of murder, umi chashidi, are we concerned? Ha'amrit umi achdim mahem. We said you're allowed to have yichud with them. You can be alone with them. A man, two men can be a kusi and a Jew can be together, secluded. So clearly we're not concerned of murder. You know what the reason is? Elan yishum da'asi l'zvun alovik achadim. Their concern is that with regards to weapons, he's going to, if you sell a weapon to a kusi, the kusi may end up selling that weapon to an ovik achadim. And therefore, what do you see? Just like we're concerned about a kusi, we're also concerned about a Yisrael HaChashud. A Yisrael HaChashud has the same halachic status. We're concerned about a Yisrael. So a kusi are the Geirei Arayos. They are converts, but they converted out of fear because of the lions. And therefore, halachically, they have the same perspective. So just like we're concerned about selling something to a kusi who may end up selling it to an idolater, so too we're concerned about selling something to another Jew who would sell it to an idolater. The Gemara says, well, hold on a second. V'chitema kusi lo avet teshuva. V'chitema kusi lo avet teshuva. Yisrael lo avet teshuva. Well, hold on. Maybe we can distinguish. A kusi is not someone who will repent, but a Jew, oh, come on, we'll do teshuva. Yom Kippur. V'amar Rav Nachman, amar Rabba Baravua. K'derech she'amru asr limkor lo avet kochavim. Kach asr limkor li Yisrael ha'choshed limkor lo avet kochavim. No, but it comes along Rav Nachman, that just like you're not allowed to sell something to an idolater, so too you're not allowed to sell something to Yisrael HaChashud, because we do not assume that they'll do tshuva. Now once Rabba heard this, Rohit Abbas Rei Tlasa Parsi, Rabba ran after the person he sold it to, the Yisrael HaChashud, he ran to get it back, to say, deal is off, The Igadamri parcel of the Chala, some say he went not three parcels, but rather it was one parcel in the sand, because it's harder to run in the sand. Velo Adarche, nevertheless, he was not successful. He did not catch up to him, but he regretted his actions. So in the earlier cases, we had a situation where one person sold a behema gasa to an idolater through a broker, and that was permitted. Another time we had a situation where he sold it directly to an idolater, and that was permitted because he knew it was for shechita purposes. And in the third case, where he sold it to Yisrael HaChashud, there we were machmir, because we knew he would sell it to an idolater, and just like a kudi was prohibited to do, so too for Yisrael was prohibited to do, and there was no reason to assume that the Jew would do tshuva.